As tensions between the United States and Canada remain heightened over the recent tariff war, Canada has now issued new travel guidance for Canadians visiting the U.S. Canadians who stay for more than 30 days have to register with the American government. The requirement comes after an executive order issued by President Donald Trump on his first day in office. It directed the Department of Homeland Security to make sure non-citizens comply with the Immigration and Naturalization Act. That particular law requires, quote, all aliens 14 years of age or older who were not registered and fingerprinted when applying for a U.S. visa and who remain in the United States for 30 days or longer to do so. Parents and guardians of children under 14 must make sure the children are registered. The Canadian Travel Guidance points citizens to the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services website. The section is titled Alien Registration Requirement and is dated January 20th, 2025. Failure to comply could result in civil or criminal penalties, including prosecution for a misdemeanor plus a fine. However, most Canadian travelers do not have to provide fingerprints. The Vancouver Sun, citing the U.S. Travel Association, reports that in 2024, Canadian visits to America exceeded 20 million and generated more than $20 billion in economic impact. Among them, so-called snowbirds who head south for the winter to warmer American climates, such as Arizona and Florida. Canada joins the UK and Germany in updating their travel restrictions to the United States. Those two countries have advised their citizens that having a valid passport or authorization does not guarantee entry the U.S. As Straight Arrow News recently reported, the tariff war between the U.S. and Canada has already affected cross-border travel between the two countries. According to U.S. Customs and Border Protection, Canada-U.S. border crossings fell to pandemic-era levels, decreasing from 2.7 million in February 2024 to 2.2 million in February 2025. The new Canadian travel rule takes effect on April 11th.